a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, sentencing has come down and it's 3 years probation, including 6 months of home confinement for a Farmingdale man whose case we previously told you about. Jason Kosepka pleaded guilty last September to falsely labeling a shipment of wildlife out of Lambertville in 2017. Prosecutors saying he was paid $500 to illegally ship 10 live rhinoceros iguanas to Hong Kong. As we were telling you yesterday, New Jersey will spend $143 million from the new federal infrastructure law to replace the Route 3 bridge connecting Secaucus and East Rutherford. Congressman Bill Pascrell says it's the top priority in the state for repair and that mass chaos would result if the key feeder to the Lincoln Tunnel were to fail.
If you go underneath it, you might not want to drive on it anymore.
The bridge was built in 1934 and carries around 150,000 cars a day over the Hackensack River. New Jersey News made possible by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com. More details now as prosecutors said Tuesday a martial arts instructor is accused of sexually assaulting two teens in Somerset County.
44-year-old Vincent Damiano of Hampton was arrested on January 6th after two different women came forward to police detailing sexual assaults between 2017 and 2019 in Branchburg as well as Warren County's Franklin Township. Damiano is charged with two counts each of sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. He was briefly held at Somerset County Jail and released after a detention hearing. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Got married recently? Getting married soon? Paying for a wedding? You may have found it hard to book something for a weekend date. Wedding website The Knot says weekday weddings may increase by about 2% this year compared to pre-pandemic numbers. While most will still be Friday through Sunday, about 10% in the U.S. will be Monday through Thursday. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on podcast. Trying not to fire up the snowstorm hype machine, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Unwind your workday with Steve Trevalese. Listen weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, 303, New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, it looks like the traffic on the parkway overall is moving along pretty well so far. Route 80, the eastbound ramp at a northbound 20 in Patterson blocked with a flipped over tractor trailer. And 46 east in Clifton, there's an accident still in the process of being cleared out of the way. Still trouble getting on the New Jersey Turnpike at 8A off of eastbound Forest Gate Drive. You detoured around that. That's a truck accident. Not bad across the Hudson. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Christina Stolfo, New Jersey traffic south. Expect to see delays if you're traveling on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound at exit 3. That off-ramp's currently blocked for an overturned tractor trailer. Also 73 southbound of Franklin Avenue, that's a crash in the right lane. Delays go back through Cooper Road. 295 northbound leading into Route 42, it's construction in the right lane. And we're also going to see some slow-moving cars on 38 east south through Rotero Avenue and Maple Shade. An earlier water main break has been repaired. All the activity is gone. The off-ramp's been reopened, but some residual volumes lingering around. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. A cold and snowy winter is here. Now's the time to call Guaranteed Service. For only $77, they'll tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
Make it the sweetest Valentine's Day ever with New Jersey 101.5. You can instantly win $50 of sweet David Bradley chocolates. Plus, you'll qualify for our grand prize, a sweet night at Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. Starting Monday, listen at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. for the secret code word. Enter it on our app for your chance to win the sweet grand prize. There's three winners every weekday. Thanks to our sponsor, New Jersey Singles. Make it the sweetest Valentine's Day ever. Ever. Only from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The snowstorm hype machine is fully fired up now. Specifically, we're watching the potential for a powerful coastal storm this weekend in the Friday night to Saturday time frame. The big question is, how close to the coast will that storm track be? Forecast confidence is still a bit too low to take a guess at snowfall totals, but we could see minor impacts inland, moderate to major impacts closer to the coast, all of that on the table. Hopefully details will become clearer by tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, we're dealing with quiet but cold weather. Tonight's low temperatures dip into the mid-teens for most of New Jersey. Some single digits in the coldest corners of the state with clear skies and light winds. Tomorrow won't be much warmer than today. Lower 30s with sunshine. Cloudy and mid-30s on Friday with a few snow showers possible during the day. Then we'll see a chance for steadier, heavier accumulating snow from Friday night into early Saturday. Could be some wind issues too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Clark, it's 41, Toms River 30, Lower Alloways Creek 29. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.